It's November 8th, National Indigenous Veterans Day, with our very special guest from the Aboriginal Veterans Society of Alberta on CFWE.
Welcome back to the National Indigenous Veterans Day special here on the Windspeaker Radio Network, joined by Chuck Isaacs from the Aboriginal Veterans Society of Alberta, along with some of his special guests, Jocelyn Eastman, Clint Eastman, Charles Chuck Mobley McBurney, and Sean Donovan, all Indigenous veterans of the Canadian military. You know, again, before the microphones went on, we spoke about this day being the day to commemorate our Indigenous veterans separately and have their own day of commemoration. Now, this day, I think a lot of people didn't even realize that this day has been around until, the last 5 years. But it's been around for a little bit, right?
It's been celebrated since 1992. When you talk about reconciliation, that's a two-part thing. It's the colonial system and the Indigenous people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're aware of it in the last 5 years because the people have made a push to make everybody aware of it. Now, every person that hears this could make a statement themselves by, on the 8th of November, going out to the local cenotaph and observing a moment of silence. But their presence there is what we need, because you can have a day, that's great. Mm. But until everybody recognizes what that day is and what it's for, and
it's just a day.
Yeah. And then we can move towards reconciliation, where we bring the Indigenous community and the colonial community, the Greater Canada community, together and march on the Eagle Staff at the beginning of the parade. Have representatives from the Indigenous community lay wreaths at the same time as Canada lays a wreath, to show that respect that should be given to them all along. But that is something that everyone in today's society could do to bring those two together. It would mean so much to the Indigenous community and Indigenous veterans. And at the same time, it should be something Canada should celebrate, Indigenous veterans and Indigenous people, because they're part of the fabric of the country.
Absolutely.
And it's like, let's recognize it, let's celebrate it, let's let Indigenous people be proud of the fact that they're the first peoples in this country.
Absolutely. Top way. Today on November 8th, what exactly went down? What exactly happens down when you go down to, say, City Hall or to the legislative grounds today on November 8th?
So there's like a mini Remembrance Day ceremony that happens, and speakers that speak about Indigenous veterans. Normally, a representative from our organization is given a few moments to speak as well, which I believe is probably one of the most important parts of it, because it's a day to celebrate Indigenous veterans. It should be a day when we're given the opportunity to provide a little bit of education across the board, because so many people know nothing about Indigenous history and the wars of Canada.
And I think, too, you know, it just reinforces the idea that Indigenous peoples, we have contributed equally to our counterparts. We have laid the pathwork just as much as they have. In the long run, in the future, in my ideal world, we are going to be able to walk side by side and walk that path and express the idea that, you know, you did good work, but I did just as good work. Not only as an Indigenous person, but now as an Indigenous woman in a male-dominated atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah. And I have one of my aunts who was actually a Cold War radar operator. And I know it's, you know, just in general, it's tougher for women to coexist beside men in a lot of different ways, you know, let alone aside from war. You know what I mean? And imagine, and I think that still goes on to this day in 2024. Now, maybe we'll take it around the room here. Where do we hope to be in, say, 20 years in the recognition of Indigenous veterans? And we'll start with Charles here. Where would you like to see us in 20 years from now in the recognition of Indigenous veterans?
Well, I probably won't be around in 20 more years, but I would like to see them go ahead with the services on November the 8th and November the 11th, which is the actual Remembrance Day. They have to start talking to each other.
Mm-hmm. Sean.
Well, I would like to see if that they're both together on November 11th. Just on the same day, recognition of both at the same time. Make this ceremony just a bit longer if they have to.
Yeah.
But march side by side.
Start it out in a different way.
So we don't have to be segregated like this.
Yeah.
I mean, this would be ideal. Everybody would actually want this, I'm pretty sure, in about 20 years. That's
yeah.
right.
It's to see everybody together on
everybody
one day.
Everybody together, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chuck?
That's exactly it. In 20 years, the parade will march on. The Eagle Staff will go first as being the first flag of Canada by the same protocol as Canada uses for everything else. That'll happen. Mm-hmm. The wreaths are laid. The First Nations, Inuit, and Métis community will be given the opportunity to lay a wreath with the government of Canada.
And yourself, Jocelyn?
Absolutely. Again, you know, standing side by side in brother and sisterhood, you know, having our Eagle Staff out there, having the bagpipes, having the drum being the heartbeat of Canada, you know, because both have got value, both have got stories to tell. We need to be a collective and no more separate, you know. I would love to see that. I would love to, you know, see my grandbabies. You know, hopefully one of them will be in the military too, and see them out there celebrating side by side.
And the drum, right? You know, it'd be nice to see the drum as a prominent, and not just the military drum, like I get the military drum, but mm-hmm. you know, the heartbeat drum. Mm-hmm. And the fiddle, perhaps, right? Métis country, maybe incorporate a fiddle with the bagpipe. Who knows? It's 20 years. We're just hypothetically speaking here. Once again, speaking with Chuck Isaacs from the Aboriginal Veteran Society of Alberta with some awesome guests. I do want to thank everybody for coming in today, and not only just coming in today, but for everybody's service, for the time that you guys have spent, and especially what you guys do in recognizing all of the Indigenous veterans, because I feel like there's a lot of Indigenous veterans out there that are just not a part of your society or don't even know about your society. So maybe we can spread that word and get them to come on out to some of your functions. How can people find the Aboriginal Veterans Society online, and how do they become a member?
The best way is to find the site on Facebook, because it's easiest to manage, and send me a message. I'll send an application form, and then we'll get the party started.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you guys again for your service, and I will likely not see you guys on Remembrance Day. So where do you guys usually spend your own Remembrance Day on the 11th?
I always show up at the Cenotaph in St. Albert.
Okay.
It's a town that I live in,
mm-hmm.
and I've managed to have the town accommodate the laying of the wreath at the same time as Canada lays a wreath, just by talking to them directly. And any other Indigenous person could make huge steps forward by taking their place.
Mm-hmm.
If no one is at the Cenotaph to lay a wreath, then a wreath won't be laid for Indigenous peoples. That's our part to play in the whole process of reconciliation.
And for yourself on the 11th, where do you spend the 11th?
Typically, on the 11th, I'll spend it at a cenotaph somewhere here in Edmonton. However, we are moving out to Onaway, which is right close to Alexis and Alexander. So that's where I'm going to be laying my wreath, is in Onaway, on behalf of our society. And hopefully we will see some band members, maybe even chief and council out there to come on out and pay our respects and make a presence, because we have to start planting the seed in order for it to grow.
Especially for the young people, right? To keep them, you know. I remember when I was a kid, you know, maybe not just from having you know, people in my family who fought, but we were taught that Remembrance Day was the most important day in Canadian history, more important than Canada Day. Right. And I hope that, I don't know what they're teaching in school these days. I hope that they really enforce that in schools. For yourself, Charles, on the 11th, where do you spend the 11th commemorating? On?
Last year I spent the Remembrance Day in Enoch.
Okay.
At Sacred Heart Church.
Yeah.
And I probably will spend this year at Enoch.
In Enoch.
As well.
Okay. And you, Sean?
Well, I went to Enoch again last year, but couple of times I've went to the Butter Dome, or I went to like my own community. I live in a small little town called Bon Accord.
Yeah.
And we have a small cenotaph there, and I have a wreath, and I always bring the flag every year too.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. I spend it at the Beverly Cenotaph there, where me and my grandfather used to spend times there. So everybody will be commemorating on their own day in their own way on the 11th. But here on the 8th, I want to thank all of you guys for coming in and for chatting with our listeners and maybe creating some awareness around Indigenous Veterans Day.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, chatting with some esteemed guests from the Aboriginal Veterans Society of Alberta on National Indigenous Veterans Day here, November 8th, right here on CFWE, Alberta's best country. More special guests after the break.
National Indigenous Veterans Day on CFWE.